This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem center stage, just for now, just for you. Wednesdays on One Poem Only are for double the poetry. You'll hear me read one poem here, and then I'll sit in front of the camera with my microphone to read another by the same poet. You can find that reel over on Instagram. A pair of poems in two voices. One for your ears, and one for your eyes.
Today I'm reading a poem by Leah D. Allen. You can find her at Leah D. Allen. The Miseducation. How the Sugar Cane Remembers Us. They told us the cane was sweet, that sugar was a gift, never whispering of century-long bones ground into their stalks. My great-grandmother spoke truth in drum and smoke, their hands weaving rivers of power, the earth crowning them healers. Still, the priests named them devils. Still, their altars were burned. Yet Atabe whispers now, mother of waters, womb of hurricanes. Even though classrooms replaced her with Eve, teaching us paradise was theirs to grant. And the textbooks? They too crowned Columbus king, while Taino caciques were reduced to whispers, bent beneath English mouths, though I hear them thunder in the veins of the mountains. They branded Nani a rebel, never queen, never general, her rifle smoke the incense of our freedom, her blood still a covenant in the hills. We recited Wordsworth and Shakespeare, while my forebearers' chants were sealed beneath the tongue of shame. The cane field was painted as industry, never cemetery. Each stalk a headstone that remembers, each sweetness a silence imposed. The memories in the sugar cuts, in the tea, in the trade, in the wages. The miseducation echoes on. In every Jamaican child who does not know Atabe's name, Nani's fire, the cacique's crowns, my great-grandmother's drums. But the cane still hides fire in its stalk. We chew, we who see, we who feel, know, the sweetness burns. So now we'll spit and make the silence end. For this poem is a revolt on blue mountain tops where ancestors still drum in trade winds. May the wind carry this chant. May we taste our truth in sugar cubes and remember our names. I offer it to their fire. By Leah D. Allen.
Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.